One of the candidates running for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate in Iowa next year visits Sioux City next Tuesday. Teresa Greenfield from Des Moines will hold a Sioux City campaign event at the Marquee on 4th Street at 5 p.m. Greenfield is a real estate agent and one of three Democrats who are running for the seat currently held by U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. Ernst was first elected in 2014 and is running for re-election. The other Democrats in the race are Kimberly Graham, an attorney from Indianola, and Eddie Morrow, a businessman from Des Moines. Michael Franken, a retired Navy admiral originally from Sioux Center who recently moved back to Sioux City, says he's also considering becoming a Democratic candidate. Last month, Graham, Morrow, and Franken spoke in a Metro event for the Siouxland Progressive Women Group. And Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris will open a campaign office in Sioux City today. Harris will not be in town for the opening. It takes place at 5:30 p.m. at 3107 Gordon Drive. The U.S. Senator from California has campaigned in the city twice in July and August, and she Skyped in yesterday for a Native American presidential forum at the Orpheum Theater. Nebraska's largest prison faces alarming conditions driven by staffing shortages, record overtime, and inmates who are secretly using synthetic drugs. The state's Inspector General of Corrections issued that warning in a memo to lawmakers this week. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.